We're now joined by the reigning Carolina League Pitcher of the Week and a guy who might win it for a second consecutive week, Trevor Harrison. Trev, congrats on the award last week and 7 shutout innings last night. If you could put a finger on it, what would you say has worked the best over these last 2 weeks for you?
Just not trying to do too much, like just chasing too much in the past, trying to strike everybody out, get everybody to swing and miss, but you're just letting your stuff do what it's going to do and not letting too much affect you, you know, how you're doing on the mound. Just keep the same tempo, keep the same space going, and, you know, just trusting what you got, like it's gotten you this far. So just having trust in yourself.
And I know it's been a little bit since we've chatted on the record during an interview. We did that podcast in April. From April to now, I know Smed mentioned to me that you've really kind of worked on that composure aspect. How much have you improved in that area, in your opinion, and how do you go about working on that in a game scenario?
You know, it's always a work in progress. You know, I'm a very emotional player. Like, I really, really put it all out there, wear it on my sleeve. And so just trying to wear the right emotions on your sleeve instead of, you know, letting, you know, umpire makes a bad call, it's the game. You know, you just got to let it go instead of being like, you know, what the heck was that or whatever. Or, but just kind of.
I'm sure that's
just
what you're thinking.
Oh, yeah. And, but just not wearing the wrong emotions on the sleeve is really what I've been trying to tell myself, you know, be excited, be energetic, but also when times aren't going good, don't wear that on your sleeve. But just trying to keep the same, just trying to keep it at like a same level, not riding the highs, not riding the lows, just trying to stay right in the middle, you know, no matter what's happening, whether you're throwing 7 shutout or you're getting knocked out in the second, you know, just want to make it look like that I'm going 7 no hit shutout every time, or, you know, but really, honestly, like, I think the main thing of it is just like growing up a little bit, you know, not letting the little things affect you as much, just because sure. The little things, they're little for a reason, yeah. You know, so just trying to like just get that maturity level, which I think has helped a lot. You know, having all this staff here helps a lot, and, you know, being around these older guys, it helps a lot.
Definitely a little bit more of like a stoic approach to it, mm-hmm. I imagine. You know, with those older guys, how much have you picked up from them as the season is going on?
So much. I mean, it helps that, like, you know, I was the only high school pitcher that we had here at the beginning of the year. Now that, well, Pilon's here now, but so being like the young guy and, you know, being all like the guy that they pick on, you know, they're treating like their little brother, you know, but in reality, like, I learned a lot from them. You know, they've been through it. So they've been through those 3, 4, maybe even 5 years of college. And, you know, even though this is their first year in pro ball and this is my second, like, you're still learning from them just because they've been around the game longer.
Yeah.
And they've been through so much stuff. So they know how to handle the adversity, handle the highs and stuff like that. So it helps a lot just having these guys that have your back. And they're, you know, they're great teammates. There's not a guy on this team that, you know, where you can't go ask him for help about something or ask him, hey man, what do you feel out there? What do you do like that? Like, there's not a guy who's not going to tell you what they feel or try and help you out. So it's awesome.
It is a really good bunch of dudes. Now, lately with you, I think maybe one of the biggest differences has been finishing outings. You're able to get to the 6th and finish it, where I think you were kind of struggling to do that for a handful of consecutive outings there at the end of May and early June. Do you attribute that to the mental composure? Do you attribute that to maybe improvement in pitches, second and third time through the lineup? Or what do you think that success has to do with?
I think it's just a little mix of all of it. Just, you know, got a little wild there, was walking a lot of guys, you know, wasn't really having much feel for the zone. So, you know, got back to work and realized something was wrong. And, you know, in the bullpens working with Levy and, you know, some of the coordinators who come down, just trying to get to the bottom of it. And then we ended up figuring it out and went through my bullpens and found what was the problem, what I was doing wrong, and just getting on top of that and trying to fix it. And, like, that's the physical side of it, you know, just working on what you need to work on and all that. But then also the mental side of it, like, just keeping the composure, you know, not letting the little things affect you. You walk a guy, so what? Next guy, like, get a double play or something, you know. But definitely, I think it's definitely the mix of all of it, just starting to come together, starting to figure it out a little bit more. So I definitely think it's a big mix of all of it.
And how about the chemistry with your catcher, Nathan Flewelling? How much has he improved throughout the season in your eyes?
He's going to be a really good catcher. I already know it. The guy can swing it. Every time I've seen him hit a ball to the outfield, it's been over 100 miles an hour XEV low. And man, that guy, that's my guy. He's something special. We'll just put it that way. There's a reason he's made in Canada. They don't make him like that here. So, but he's the best, man. Like the chemistry goes a long way. You know, we're on the same page probably 99% of the times. He's a guy like where you're getting frustrated, he'll come out there and like you can't take him too serious. So when he comes out there on the mound and you just look at him, you know, you just kind of crack a little smile and you're like, dude, this guy, man. And the chemistry's great. You know, on our off days, we're hanging out. Even after the games, we're going to get food and stuff like that. So that helps a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I asked him, it was a few weeks ago when we had him on the podcast, asked him about those mound visits. And yeah, he wouldn't tell me his one-liners, which was probably good for the podcast. Yeah. But I imagine it's hard to not laugh.
Oh yeah, he'll come up and like you'll be upset. You just walked a guy on like four pitches, and then you throw two more balls to the next guy, and you're like, he'll come up and say something, and you're like, dude, come on, like you know, you're trying to be angry at yourself, and you're trying to fire yourself up to get this next strike, and then here he comes waddling up and doing his little run in his shin guards, and you're just like, oh gosh, like what does this guy have to say now? But you know, it's all good. You know, it helps you. It helps like the composure thing, you know. If you stay angry for too long, it's just you're not going to figure it out. You know, you got to let it go. You got to laugh about some things, like. So it's great, you know, having him back there.
No doubt, and Trev, appreciate the time, yes, and sir. Congrats again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.